From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The incoming White House Chief of Staff, Reince Priebus, said Sunday, President-elect Donald Trump has accepted the view of the U.S. intelligence community that Russia engaged in cyber attacks during last year's U.S. election.
He's going to order the intelligence community to make recommendations, and whatever those recommendations are will be discussed and actions may be taken. But I don't think there's anything wrong with trying to have a good relationship with Russia.
Mr. Trump, who questioned Russia's involvement, was briefed on the matter from the intelligence committee Friday. Republican Congressman Devin Nunes, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, said while he's convinced Russia was involved, he rejects the view of Democrats they lost the election because of it.
You know, they lose an election, and then it appears like they want to change this narrative into somehow that Russia was responsible for Hillary Clinton losing the election, and I just don't buy that.
President Barack Obama Sunday on U.S. television said an investigation he ordered convinced him of Russian meddling.
What is true is that the Russians intended to meddle, and they meddled. And it could be another country in the future.
He said this cyber spying is typical of Russian behavior in Europe. Sunday marked the 1,000th day of the Boko Haram abduction of hundreds of Nigerian schoolgirls from Chibok. President Muhammadu Buhari said he remains hopeful the remaining 195 will be rescued. But the leader of Bring Back Our Girls campaign, Aisha Yesufu, said little has been done since the release of 21 girls in October.
The Bring Back Our Girls movement worries that the Nigerian government once again relapsed to the complacency, lethargy, and inertia that has been recurrent on this tragedy.
More than 200 girls kidnapped in April 2014, an act received international attention. This is VOA News.